Hello, thank you for holding. This is John speaking.
Hey, John. It's James.
James. What's going on, partner? How's the drive going?
Not good. I just got through a 16-minute handful slowdown. We've been hitting traffic all the way down through Kentucky. It's taken forever already.
Oh, man.
We're not even in Tennessee yet. We left at 11 o'clock. You know, we're like 5 hours so far, so.
No way.
No way. That sucks. This is what makes this is why I don't like to go to Florida.
Oh, man.
Because you just never know how fucky traffic's going to be.
Yeah. What are you taking all the way down? Are you taking a 75 or?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Of course, I'm behind somebody who's from Florida, and they are driving. The passing lane today in this day's world is now the right lane, and the slow lane is the fast lane. I figured that out.
Oh, man. I'm traveling.
I see people merge from the center lane into the fast lane, and then they don't speed up. They're driving in the center lane, there's nobody in front. They get over in the fast lane, and they don't do anything. It's like, why did you move over?
Don't get me started with that one, man. Oh,
my God.
It took me a while to get through road rage, actually. Back in the day, truth be told, I was my horn was kind of broken for like a week, and man, I had pebbles, little small pebbles in my car. I would put the window down. I'm like, hey, get too close. It was pretty bad. So
what's going on? What's new? What's good?
All right. Well, first thing is, if anything comes up while you're driving, you let me know. Safety's first. We could always do this afterwards, whatever, but I just want to make sure that you're driving safely. So, James, I have everything, all the notes in the account, all of it here, but I want to make sure I confirm everything here with you. I want to do everything correctly to the T. So, first thing is the last name, is it Pearson? Like the company name?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, do you want the customers to reach out to this same phone number here or to a different phone number?
I don't have another phone number. So.
Okay. Now, I know we talked briefly about, you know, trying to get rid of spam calls and even have like a automated system, like a Google system on there, what we would do. It is an extra feature, but, I mean, you don't have to use it if you don't want to. But it does get rid of spam calls. Tracking system's already included with this, though. But as far as customers calling in, it will sound something like, oh, thank you for calling, Pearson Professional Painting, to talk with James, press 1, that type of thing. Did you want to add that feature, or do you want to think on that one?
Is that feature included?
The voice command part is not. The tracking system, it definitely is, yes.
I would just have it come to my phone. I cannot, here's the thing, man. Let me say it like this. I'm really hoping that this transition, if this is what I decide to do, that this is really going to work out well, because I gotta say, I just went the whole month of December with not a single lead from Angie's List, and the ones that did come in were either fraudulent, spam, nobody wanted, they gave you the wrong callback numbers, wrong email addresses, one person told me, don't ever text me again, and I'm like, you know, the sucky thing about Angie's List is I just can't pause it. I'm under a contract for a year, right? So I will pay this every month anyway. So I'm on the hook for about $2,500 worth of marketing that I may or may not want. And that's expensive right now because I'm under contract on a piece of land, like I told you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, somebody was under the assumption that I think, I don't know who it was, or you can somehow get out of this contract with Angie's, but it doesn't look like I can. And that's a problem, right? So it's just, I'll be paying close to, what, 850 or whatever, 650, 700 a month for marketing for the next 7 months. So the ROI on it got to be good.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I need to be justifiable. It has to be justifiable because, you know, and I'm going to be doing other things to ensure that I have work. But that's the thing, like, I'm not unconvinced that I couldn't sit down here in Florida and through all my contact lists and email everybody and let them know that we're running some specials in the next couple of months if they want to take advantage of them, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, or offer like a, you know, a 1-for-2 or something, you know, there's a lot of ways I can make some things go, but point being is, you know, I don't know, you know, everybody over at Angie's tells me this. I've already talked to that side, okay?
I understand,
you know,
man.
My advisors all telling me how, you know, yeah, things are changing, we're working on this, you know, you're having, you know, you're not happy with these things. You know, we prioritize other people because you kind of dropped off on, you know, you weren't really focused on getting your reviews. And you know what? They were right about that. I kind of stopped focusing on reviews. Even though all of everybody's happy, they would have left them. I just kind of like, all right, well, you know. I kind of dropped off on that part. That's my fault.
That's all right. I mean, reviews is not everything. Reviews is, and it's not in order, but reviews is, it applies big time for the ranking system, but traffic is also. And I don't know if I told you this last time, but me personally, you know, worked with businesses that didn't have any reviews, literally none, and they were still literally on number one, actually, top spot. Now, I'm not going to promise you top spot, but I am going to tell you that we are going to get in the first page. The goal is to be a number one, but I mean, even if you get to number one, it will still rotate because of clicks and things like that. The, you know, the people are what they're doing. But yeah.
Well,
I mean,
that's the thing. Like, I don't really know. I mean, I know that what you're telling me makes, you know, sense from your end, but since I don't do things this way, you know, I don't really know.
You kind of cut out here. Are you still with me? Hello, James?
What's the way to make sure you're top spot?
Sorry, you cut in and out there. Yeah, I can hear you now. So
yeah.
I got the end there. What for sure is to get to top spot?
Yeah.
Okay. Keywords and your areas that you want to hit. And that's what we're going to go over right now. But we're going to double down on that when I set up a time and day for you to go over further detail with our team. I mentioned this to you before, right? So that way they can make sure that we're really hitting those exact areas that you want to be found in and for all the services that you want to be found for. We don't want you, everyone looks for calls. Like, they're like, oh, I get my phone ringing. It's like, no, it's not about getting the phone to ring. It's about making sure the quality calls that are coming through, that's not wasting your time. It's unlimited, right? But at the same time, just because it's unlimited doesn't mean we want to just waste your time with calls that are just from, you know, Timbuktu, asking for services you don't provide, right? We want to make sure they're quality calls no matter what. So that's something we're going to go over here in just a minute. But I understand, you know, you've been through the ringer. Can you do this on your own, get business going? Oh, I believe that 1,000%. But I also believe that in your position here, it's more about finding a way to delegate other things so that way you can move forward and expand your business and take... Oh. Hello?